The customer is always right, right? Well, that obviously works well for you when you're the customer, but if you're working in retail, that assumption could have some nasty impacts on your working life. Some customers give staff a very hard time, swearing, shouting threats, even using violence. And a new study says this sort of abuse is on the rise in Australian stores. Dr. Sam Ferguson from Griffith Health is part of a team rolling out pilot programs across New South Wales to curb abusive customer behaviour. Sam, welcome to Life Matters.
Thank you. Hello.
We're also joined by Tracy Tarawitty, who's a retail employee from Sydney. And Tracy, welcome to you.
Thank you. Hello.
Now, Tracy, tell us about your bad experience with a customer.
Which one? I have too
many. The worst
many.
One.
Yeah. The probably one that sticks in my head more is when myself and a younger team member was serving two customers, and there was a third customer, and he was so impatient. He just was calling names, really getting irate. The poor younger team member, she was just very nervous, and I said to her, you know, I'll take over in a minute, I've just got to get this done. And by this stage, my customer had left, and he said to me that that customer was very, very rude, and he should take in consideration that we've got other things to do, just, you know, be patient. Well, the third customer didn't like it and actually chased him out of the supermarket and nearly pushed him in front of a car.
Wow.
So that really scared, you know, all of us team members. We just called for management. But, I mean, it takes you a while to get over that.
I'm wondering, yeah, how did it make you feel at the time? What was it like rocking up to work the next day?
Well, I mean, you really don't want to expect something like that to happen again. Touch wood, I haven't seen that again. But there's just ridiculous incidents that happen that just affect you constantly during the day. I mean, from a customer coming in at the same time every afternoon expecting his meat to be shaved instead of sliced. I mean, something very petty, but a customer just needs to ask and we're more than happy to help them.
Dr. Sam Ferguson, how common is it for retail workers like Tracy to experience this kind of abuse?
Unfortunately, it's very common. We have indication that over 85% of retail workers report some form of abuse within their role. And the other alarming information is via the SDA annual survey, we know that this is happening on a repetitive basis.
So that's the union representing retail workers, the SDA.
Yes.
What kinds of abuse are people experiencing?
Well, our research tells us if we think about aggression or customer abuse on a scale, so we start from that lower level, which is we call incivility. So it can just be as simple as rude behaviour, you know, like talking over, talking about, putting down, and then that abuse can escalate to verbal, where we start to see shouting, yelling, swearing, as you said earlier. It can move into personal threats, you know, I'm going to get you, or making some, you know, derogative racial comment. And then we can go into physical aggression, that where, you know, they may step into that person's personal space or stand over them. So then whilst they're not actually physically touching them at that point, the employee starts to feel unsafe in their role. And then there's a very high end where we do see physical aggression, punching, hitting, throwing things, or psychological harm.
There's also the 11% of workers who are sexually harassed, which is another awful category. Sam, one person's incivility, though, is another person's, you know, neutral, normal manner. For research purposes, how do you define what is problematic behaviour?
Well, for the research purposes, one of the things that we've highlighted is that when these, as you say, it's one person's interpretation, but when you're a retail worker and it's happening over and over and over and over again on a daily basis, it has an impact on that employee's effect. You know, they can increase negative effect, it can increase feelings of helplessness, it can increase feelings of worthlessness, it can have a play on burnout, absenteeism, and all of these over time are actually markers for potentially future mental health problems such as anxiety, depression, stress disorder and burnout. So whilst one person thinking that, or not even really realising, it's these continual behaviours on a daily basis take a toll on our retail workers.
And Sam, a key question is, why is this abuse on the rise? What's happening in our service environments and in our heads that makes us think it's okay to treat service employees this way?
That is a fantastic question. And that's something that we don't really know at this point. We're hoping that with our research and by starting to create programs and collect more data, that we'll be able to find out. But we know that there are areas that can predict or increase a customer's likelihood of behaving aggressive. So, for example, one of the things that our program looks at is store environment, so that we know that if, say, the air conditioning is too hot or cold, or the music is too loud, or aisles are cluttered or queuing, these are things that can actually, we know, could potentially increase someone's to become more agitated or aggressive. So we're looking at precursors. We're looking at store retail workers, that they can give the best service and perspective taking and empathy and skills in that way. So we're trying to look at ways that we can reduce the incidence, the severity and the frequency of this behaviour.
God, it does makes customers sound like fragile little flowers if the aircon being up too high can make people explode. I'm wondering too, the major retail chains have been cutting back on staff in recent years to cut costs in the face of online competition and other factors. Does that have an impact on rising customer frustration?
Potentially, if it increases waiting times or creates long queues.
Interesting times. You're listening to Life Matters, and we're talking about abusive customers with Dr. Sam Ferguson from Griffith University and Tracy Tarawitty. And Tracy, I wanted to ask you too about your 17-year-old daughter, because she's had to deal with some of this bad behaviour. Could you tell us what she went through?
Yeah, sure. She's actually in fast food, and we made a decision that she wanted to start work at 14 and 9 months. Probably a decision now that I'd rethink. Being in that environment with the customer's abuse so bad, it has actually made her now with a high anxiety and depression, and actually seeing a psychologist. So it's a very, very emotional thing for me, because you see the impact it's actually doing to your family member.
And that can have such a big impact on your attitude to work going into the future, can't it?
Well, definitely, because I've got other children, and do I actually get them into fast food? That's the thing.
So, Dr. Sam Ferguson, how old are the workers who are most affected by these rude customers when you're looking at your research findings?
At this point, I think there is no specific age. I mean, we do know that a large proportion of retail workers are adolescents, which in and of itself creates, you know, bigger problems given the developmental phase that these workers are in. But really, nobody is safe from these emotions that come from being treated like this, you know, within their role.
Yeah, their day-to-day work. Tracy, I wonder, how do you cope when something like that happens to you at work? Are there procedures in place at work, or are you relying on just caring colleagues?
There is caring colleagues. We have a tea room. We go and get a cuppa. We talk to other team members. We've got a store manager. We have our actual line manager, and we'll talk us through. But, you know, sometimes these managers aren't there, they're in another meeting, and you just really got to rely on your own self to calm down. It's a incident that's just happened, try and run through it and then move on. And it's horrible, because you keep moving on and sooner or later it's just going to catch up with you.
Indeed. Well, Sam, what happens when employees don't have the necessary resources to cope with customer abuse? Or I guess a better question would be, what are the resources that should be in place?
Well, the first and foremost, and our pilot program will cover, we identified the four main areas. We have environment, which I discussed earlier, that the, you know, things that the stores can do to make sure they can eliminate any additional stress for the customer. And then we want to look at putting in proper training. So we want to make sure that our frontline staff are given the skills that they need to work with communication skills, active listening skills, de-escalation skills. Then we've got a higher level training for supervisors where we're going to look at introducing, you know, understanding debriefing, supporting the staff, being able to step in if it escalates to a level that is not the staff member can't handle. And then we want to look at, if it does happen, then let's also then put some safety around that and support. So as we just mentioned, there'll be peer support, there'll be supervisor support. Because one of the issues that we have as well, working, and iCare is also a partner in this project, is that we know at those high end that there's very, very good services available. It's probably a clean, you know, if someone's in an armed hold up, goodness, that's just terrible, but, or physically hurt, then we know that there's a workers' comp, we know that there's employee assistant plans, there's an incident report, and it's all very, very well catered to. But unfortunately, these lower end behaviours are less, they're not usually an incident. In and one or in and of themselves are not considered traumatic enough to be an incident report and have that level of support. So we've got to make sure that the stores then work to look after those employees and acknowledge those daily incidents and give them that support that they need then and there on a continual basis, which hopefully will counteract some of the negative impacts these behaviours have.
And Tracy, do you have hopes that a program like this could help people who are working in situations like you?
Definitely. There's actually an iCare phone number that we can call, and I've actually joined it as an ambassador to help team members in the store. So with as much incidents that's happened to me, I'm able to help others, and, you know, that's just mainly what I want to do there.
Well, and it's awful that you've had to go through those incidents, but great that you're able to use that experience to help other people.
That's right, exactly.
Sam, if I could finish up with you, how will you measure the program's success? Is it whether staff stick around or whether just the levels of abuse go down?
Well, it's a multifaceted intervention. So we started with recording, first and foremost, how often, how severe and how frequent our staff are experiencing these behaviours. That will give us a baseline measure. Then we're going to run our intervention training. So we have six retail stores. We'll have two control groups, two sites that will only have the training, and then we'll have two sites that have the training and environmental changes as well. There'll be a pre-survey where we'll measure a range of things such as well-being, burnout, sense of belonging to organisation. There'll be a post-survey following the intervention. Diaries will then be recorded, recording the frequencies and severity post-intervention for another fortnight, and then there'll be qualitative interviews. All of that data will then be analysed, and iCare will then hold a summit or a work meeting for all of the retail stores, and that information will be disseminated to them.
It'll be really interesting to see the results, and obviously we'll need a delicate hand on the thermostat as well to keep us all happy in the shops. Thank you both so much for chatting with me today on Life Matters.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Tracy Tarawitty is a retail worker from Sydney and an iCare ambassador. And Dr. Sam Ferguson is a senior research fellow at Griffith Health. And that pilot program on respect and resilience in the workforce is rolling out across New South Wales in the next month.